the sacred science is an oxymoron. Science is not sacred, but it explains the mystery of omniscience. Omniscience is available to everyone, but then it has to be cultivated. Let me sing a song from Lord Muruga's devotee that explains everything. குறியைக் குறியாது குறித்தறியும் அறிவை தனிவேளை நிகழ்த்தலுமே குறியைக் குறியாது குறித்தறியும் நெறியை தனிவேளை நிகழ்த்தலுமே செறிவற்று உலகோடுரை சிந்தையும் மற்று அறிவற்று அறியாமையும் நற்றதுவே. I just chanted it in the original so that your soul will know the instruction. And that instruction is how to know everything without knowing. When you know, you don't know. When you don't know, you know. So the nadi readers have to get into the consciousness of not knowing anything. Not knowing anything. A mind will be there, but it will not know anything. At that time, with the help of these leaves, palm leaves, sometimes there will be nothing there. If you see the first page, there are nothing there, nothing written on there. But then if the nadi reader comes, not all of them, and so only who are destined to read this particular bundle, he will have to be able to do that. It is all connected to the DNA. Only one family in all of India can read this nadi leaves. It's just completely DNA based. So it's a mystery, but it is also a science. This was the science that attracted me. But the science cannot solve this mystery. Okay, that doesn't mean it cannot be brought into science. It is. Science has to evolve to a different methodology. குறி குறியாது குறித்தறியும் அறிவை தனி வேலை நிகழ்த்தலுமே. You have to, I'm showing this pair of glass. You should see the glass without a word for it, without a mind being operational. And then when you don't have money and the object disappears and the language mind disappears, and what remains is the divine mind. And with the divine mind, you can know anything about past, present, future. And also you can be revealed so many things, some medical secrets. I am after them, which I have had great success. And so many other things will be revealed to you. And how? How does it happen? The easiest answer is you should not have any mind. You should not have any linguistic interference to interpret anything. A language-free mind is a prerequisite. And then the word nadi means your pulse rates should be at a certain level. Nadi also means the time and space where the person who wants to have his nadi read will come at that time. He doesn't know, and the nadi reader doesn't know who will come, nothing. That is also nadi. Nadi is you are seeking to know about your life. And the person who wrote the leaf knew about it. All that is represented by the word nadi. Anadi also means the breath flowing in the right or the left nostril, or the right brain is active or the left brain is active. All these things are important. They will be able to get the leaf, and the leaf will identify who you are. What's your name? What's your father's name? Your mother's name? Your wife's name? Are you married? Do you have children? All these things will be there. And then the future will be predicted. And I always want to be very scientific about whole process, including the predictions about the future. Will all the predictions come true? No. So our statistics show 50% and over. In some cases, it's even 75%. And I've never seen one where it is 100% correct. But 75% is, and even 50% is okay, because you will get to know your destiny. So it is like the prompt that you use in ChatGPT. It's not a one-way thing to go to the Naughty Reader. You know, I go to them in a month about a few times. Because to me, Naughty is just a prompt, then I ask questions. So that's, for you who are beginners, it's enough to know that there are this bunch of leaves here, broken, and then I don't know how old are they. And it came to me in another Naughty, just go and collect this Naughty leaf bundle from this man who is a government bureaucrat. He's waiting for you. He was, by the time I met him, he was 85-year-old. And he was happy to see me. She thought, this was given to me by a saint who said, if somebody will come and claim it from you and give it to him. But so I showed up after waiting for 50 years or so. So that is how it happens. That's the mystery about it. The science about it is, the leaves are identified by your thumb impression. There is a disc. There is a very complex understanding that is behind understanding the marks of the thumb. So they use a different language and classify them. And then that's one part of it. The other part of it, they will ask questions about your father's name starts with a vowel or a consonant. Ta cha ta ta. They will ask these sounds. These sounds mean a lot to understand you, to identify your leaves. Sometimes no questions are asked, and then the Naughty Reader will be able to read everything, even without asking questions. That also happens. Nothing can be predicted, except when you... the Naughty Reader is right about your father's name, mother's name, your name. And I had a big show on this Naughty in the late 1980s in New York, the IBM Center. And in those days, we faxed everything, and then the Naughty Reader came on board. The first thing he said, your name and your mother's name are the same. No question asked. The first question, it was written, just tell her that your name and your mother's name are the same. How is that? She said, yes. So there is nothing that you cannot know. You can know. It's all a matter of activating this third eye. And the third eye is open. You are silent. And in the silence, your mind disappears. And when the mind disappears, you have no anxiety. You have no obsession with money or girlfriend or boyfriend or your own security. You are in a different state of consciousness. And that consciousness reveals everything. The Nadis were written by those people, the rishis, as they are called, who wanted to help some souls, who keep reincarnating again and again and again. And as I am beginning to speak to you on this subject, look at my eyes roll up. And then my third eye will begin to shine. Now I am not talking to you from my ego, trying to prove any science or disprove it. I am neither here to prove or to disprove. It is important for you, for everyone, to know about life itself. Life is not an accident. Every second is predetermined. That doesn't mean it you are stuck. Predetermined, yes, but flexible, yes. But to know that this is the destiny, you can be alert and then reprogram it through your own higher consciousness, not through strategies that you have been using to get money, relationship, network, all these things. When they don't work and you are kind of wanting some divine intervention, at this divine intervention only you are able to go to see a Nadi reader. It is not an accident. There are 8 billion people or more in this world. Not all of them have. Even in a city where the Nadi reader lives, not even 0.001% of the people have gone there because they don't have the grace to go. They won't have the leave. That's what I have found in my research. So the bottom line is, what I have learned and what I am currently using in my own life is no anxiety, no expectation, no language. And when you establish the kind of consciousness, this area, you can see, this is a very important area. This is where your human soul meets the divine soul. And if you are, the Nadi will help you. The very fact that you are able to get your leave, although the readings may go wrong, but then your belief is very important. Your faith is very important. Jesus said the last thing, if you don't believe me, and damn it. Why? He was frustrated. Faith can move mountains. So it is a faith building exercise so that you will surrender your ego, your mind, and then there is God to help you. The next session, I will explain to you how to use this Nadi, just simply that predictions about your money or your profession, your relationship. They are important too, but more important is to know about why are you suffering? Why are you suffering in spite of the fact that you have the best education, skills, etc.? But then you are suffering and it is because of your previous birth that will be there. you did not pay your employees the salaries up to their skills. You exploited them. That's why you are not getting a job now. Now what? No, it doesn't stop there. Then it will give you a remedy. The remedy is some mantra, a copper plate called the yantra. So this is the brief introduction. You cannot come to the Nadi unless you are not invited. Not just because I am promoting you are coming. No. I'm just only also included in the process of helping you to see your Nadi.